Growing up here, or even visiting the North Woods every summer, tends to leave a strong and lingering impression on many of us. Some never recover from that and end up back here living in the woods. This week I'm talking to Janet Rith Najarian, a woman who made the North Woods a career. Well, several careers.
I was very imprinted on the Boundary Waters from a very young age, and we'd go up there for several weeks, going from place to place and not see anybody at all, never run into anybody. My dad would give me this USGS map. He led me to believe that I was the navigator and that I would have to tell them when the next portage was coming or where the campsites were and that sort of thing. And so that kind of imprinted northern Minnesota on me, as well as my love of maps and expeditions and geographies.
Hang on to your hat. We are about to take a fun ride through the busy and creative life of geographer, environmental scientist, and artist Janet Rith Najarian.
When I was an undergrad, I had done an internship with the EPA and got very interested in environmental impact assessment. Also had to take a course in cartography. This was a fabulous class. I mean, we learned how to make our own quills for doing, you know, hand pen and ink stuff. And so I kind of got an interest in historical cartography at that point, and then started making my own maps.
Janet is a native of New York State. She got her undergraduate degree at Colgate University, a master's in environmental science from Syracuse, and later on, a double PhD from the University of Colorado. All of her studies have been centered around land and water, people and place. But with each new movement into her professional life, Janet seems to pick up the finer arts involved with her science.
Then I got really interested not just in showing the plants and animals that would give a sense of place, but learning how to make my own paints out of plants and minerals that might be found in that place. You might see cultural aspects of who lived there, and you get the colors of the place because, you know, I'm using pokeberry for the ink, or grinding up clays or oxides, you know, to do the painting with it and stuff. So going from explorer maps to explorer journals to other kinds of book arts, so, you know, doing some of the map making and that sort of thing.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Janet Rith Najarian, a geographer, environmental scientist, and artist from Bemidji, Minnesota. From studying maps to making maps, making paint, illustrating, bookmaking, it's amazing to me to see how one thing in Janet's life leads to another, which leads to another, and yet all the seemingly different parts are related and connected.
I got interested in illuminated manuscripts, too, which led me to an interest in alphabets and, you know, different ways people have done alphabets in other cultures. So there again, making my own paint, making illuminated alphabets that are other than, you know, the alphabet that we use, like the Armenian alphabet, and then illustrating them with plants and animals. And
Janet's professional jobs and her current job have also been connected to the care of the land and water.
Well, I work part-time for the state geographic education program, so I'm developing curriculum materials for geography education, taking teachers on field trips and whatnot, Iceland or Belize or the North Shore or the headwaters. and then I also do survey work, some for like the DNR or the Headwaters Board, you know, biological stuff, and computer mapping and that kind of thing.
Oh, a geographer.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, yeah. People say that geography is both a science and an art, and I take both aspects very seriously.
Janet's husband is Armenian, and in her way, she has folded that culture into her special brand of geography.
For centuries back in Armenia, before they came here, were very involved with textiles. They were mostly doing a lot of silk spinning, silk weaving, silk dyeing. And when they came to the U.S. in the 20s, they continued to do that. But my sister-in-law was real interested in the handcrafted aspects of their family tradition. And about 20 years ago, kind of got me into it too. So now at home, I have 3 spinning wheels. And like that rug in particular is made with wool, hand-spun wool, hand-spun silk, and hand-spun Cocker Spaniel, because it's a rug depicting various dogs of my life. And at the time, I had a very fluffy Cocker Spaniel, so I tried spinning his fluffy fur, and so his image in the rug is actually made from Cocker Spaniel yarn.
Cocker Spaniel yarn.
Absolutely.
I was led to Janet's work when Jamie and I had lunch at the Wild Hare in Bemidji. The walls were covered with beautiful dyed silks, images, and maps, so much so that Jamie could hardly eat. I didn't learn until now the significance of that exhibit.
It's been 100 years since the Armenian Genocide, which happened in began in April 1915. And at that time, there were about close to 3 million Armenians, and about 1.5 million were slaughtered at that time. Many, many, many people in my husband's family were killed, and a few of them managed to escape and get out and come to the United States. And to mark the centennial of that, I wanted to focus on what of the culture survived and thrived. Then I also had a big tapestry of the Armenian alphabet, and in old medieval manuscripts in Armenia. So there's a lot of traditional aspects of what I exhibited, but also my own personal stamp on some of those things too. Well, you notice even with that exhibit, it was geographic. For one thing, I was looking at the folk art of a culture of a certain place, but there was also a big tapestry of a world map that I had done, painted on silk.
I had met Janet a couple of years ago and thought she was a filmmaker, which, by the way, she is. I had no idea what else this resourceful woman was up to.
The things that I dye, it drives my husband nuts because I have these big cook pots that'll get going in the kitchen, and I'm cooking up spinach and pine needles and lichens and whatever, and there's a big pot of blueberries and it's boiling over and whatnot. But it makes beautiful dyes for silks and stuff, so I like experimenting with that, and so I do sell my silk scarves and stuff.
With The Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.